However, there are signs that much more serious efforts may be mustered in the reasonably near future. Besides, hand in hand with the recent spectacular advances in radio technology, there has been a dramatic increase in the scientific and public respectability of the entire subject of extraterrestrial life. A clear sign of the new attitude is the Viking missions to Mars, which are to a significant extent dedicated to the search for life on another planet. But along with a burgeoning dedication to a serious search, a slightly negative note has emerged, which is nevertheless very interesting. A few scientists have lately asked a curious question. If extraterrestrial intelligence is abundant, why have we not already seen its manifestations? Skeptics also ask why there is no clear evidence of extraterrestrial visits to Earth. We have already launched slow and modest interstellar spacecraft. A society more advanced than ours should be able to ply the spaces between the stars conveniently, if not effortlessly. Over millions of years, such societies should have established colonies, which might themselves launch interstellar expeditions. Why are they not here? The temptation is to deduce that there are at most a few advanced extraterrestrial civilizations, either because statistically we are one of the first technical civilizations to have merged, or because it is the fate of all such civilizations to destroy themselves before they are much further along than we are.